Begin the current and final daf mesept on the gila daf on the base. Begin the mitzvah. Begin the test master. The begin was the gemara haluchais, the boards, the bimais, the luach, and the bimais. In behemish mekudusha does not have sanctity. Now, Pirush Baruch Hu, the Aruch explains when it says luchais, what that means is actually gilyon the sefer Torah means the margins of a sefer Torah, the empty space of a sefer Torah, shalmal v'shalmata, which is on top of the writing and beneath the writing, shall be nafla daf, and what's between each of the boards of the pages between the amudim. So it says, "Rakeshim." Now that's difficult. The whole parakol gives, but the Gemara Shabbat Daf Tes Kuf Design Medav Tanam Hedid Mishnah explicitly teaches the Matam Nasidaim that actually the Gilyonis actually contaminates the hands. So obviously there is kedusha. How could our Gemara say that those things don't have kedusha? The Shulchan Aruch says what you could say is the Hoser Matam Lamedir and Shabbat is Toma Kol Zman Shem Mechubar Masebet Torah. As long as the parchment is connected to the rest of Sebet Torah, has kedusha. Vachem Ayre Heichad the guys here's Toma where it was cut off already. But it says Vakata Kasha, but still difficult. Shari Hoser Meboilan Heichad the guys. The Gemara asked that question when you cut it off. Yeshman Kudushi Lab will have a sanctity or not. Then why wouldn't you resolve from Obi Yivit? You see clearly that if it's cut off, it does not have Kedusha, and the Bertes finds it difficult. So next test master the beginning with the Gemara Goy Loimi Bechutz, when you roll it from the outside, when you tighten it, Mahatke Mebefnim, you tighten it from the inside. Pirush Rach, the Rabbeinu Chanan explains, this is said that you tighten it from the inside, the Koya Keshem Et Pachas, when you're tying the Gartom, the mantle, Keshem Et Pachas, when you're tying the belt around the Sevetar, yeah, Keshem Mebefnim, the knot should be towards the inside, meaning Klavik Sav, where the writing is, where you open it up. And the reason is, because if you do it behind, because you have to save a Torah, when you're going to open up the save a Torah, you're going to have to turn the writing on the upside down, on the writing, or turn it upside down, to open up now, which in the back. That's not honorable, and therefore you do it not in the front, so they could just open up straight. Moreover, it says, the custom is to say, when you take out the save a Torah from the Aron, the following psukim of mercy, which is Taras Hashem Tamima, Taras Hashem is complete, Eitz Hashem Namana, the testimony of Hashem is trustworthy, Pekudei Hashem Hashem, the commandments of Hashem is upright, Mitzvah Hashem Bar, Mitzvah Hashem is clear, Lefich Shemat Nischar Metzidim, because the reward for Torah is there right there on the side. It says it's Tamima, it's Namana, it's Yesharim, it's Bara. So we talk about the rewards as we're saying it. Vachkach Imer, Godlon and Sigal Hashem Iti, Shesh Beshesh Tevis, because there's six words over there connected to Shesh Tzadim, Shonais Aron, which correlates to the six steps that those who carry the Aron, as mentioned, Shmuel Beis, Paragvav, and here we're taking the steps from the Aron. And the Mem Tevis, Yesh Beteris Hashem Temimah, those are 40 words in that whole series of Sukkim of Teres Hashem Temimah, connected to Mem Yom Shebehem Nitter, which correlates to the 40 days that the Torah was given. Vachkach, and then Paischai Lamakam Shayir to Likerboi, then you open up the Sefer Torah to the place that you want to read from, a Kara Koin, and recall out the first Aliyah Koin. Ulukatchila, and initially, Hu Goyloi, he should roll it, the Seisman closes, Kum Shevach before he makes the Bracha. And the reason, Kadei Shalei Ha Mind, so that the populace should not say, Shah Bracha Kuzbei, Kuzbei, that the blessings are written in the Sefer Torah. But the Abbot, after the fact, says, in Lachar, you don't be concerned. Shah Leshchichi, Ame Arz Kokacha Ata, we don't have such ignoramuses in today's times that really think the Brachas are written in the Sefer Torah. But after his aliyah, you for sure have to roll it first before you make the bracha after the reading. Could it be huge, like Rida says, that it should be rolled and then the bracha? The biggest of them all, he's the one that rolls the Sefer Torah. And the reason is official kafayda because it's his honor. And also because since he's the greatest of them all, it's appropriate that he gets the reward commensurate according to everyone. Because like Mishu says that the one who does the galila takes the schar keneged kulam. How do we know that we utilize a baskel? Which Yerushalmi in Shabbos Perek Mama Isha Tani teaches, although it says Ksev Lo Tanachash Lo Tanenu, don't do all these omens and signs. Although you can't do nechash, yes, I mean, you can still use a sign, which this is somewhat of a sign, and therefore it could inform the person. Whoever learns without singing, so that's a bad thing. Which Taisa explains why. Sharigil, because their custom was the Shanas and Mishnayas Bezimra. They used to learn the Mishnayas with song. Because they used to learn by heart, by Dekach Yinus Karnyesa, and by singing, it helps the person remember better, and therefore it's not good to learn the Mishnayas without singing a song. The next Taisa Master, the beginning was the Gemara below is a mitzvah. And now he's going to get it without that mitzvah. He's not going to get the reward. Now, Yeshma Pashim, some explain, it means the mitzvah Sachiza of. The mitzvah of holding onto the Sefer Torah. So it's Taisa, of course, that's difficult. My Rebusa would be the Chiddush in that he doesn't have the reward. Of course, if he's holding the Sefer Torah, bare, so Pshidush and Leschar, of course, not going to get the reward. He didn't even do the mitzvah appropriately to get that reward. The Kach Pesh Rebah, therefore the Rebah explains actually, we're talking about Eisa Mitzvah Sha'asa Ba'isa Shah. We're talking about, of course, he doesn't get the mitzvah of holding it because that's the wrong way. But he's not even getting the mitzvah that he's doing at the same moment where Shem Acha Sefer Torah Arm, if he's holding onto the Sefer Torah bare, the Korban, he's reading from it. In the Scham and Akri, he's not even going to get the reward of the reading of the Torah. And the Chen Tzatu Aksai, the goyloi or la girev. Let's say he's holding onto the parchment itself to roll it or to edit it, which is a mitzvah. He's not getting that mitzvah. I will also be matpachas, but if he holds onto the mantle, then ayuch yom emina, then lengthy days are in its right. Besmeilah shemachaber, in his left is wealth and honor. That's appropriate to be done. Had meluch bnei er, we shall return to the fourth parak mesach megillah parak bnei er with taisus. Besliko mesach megillah, we have concluded mesach megillah with taisus with siyata d'shmaya.